Exercise 4. Listen again to the talk about nuclear energy. This time, make notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what the arguments for and against using nuclear power are.
Nuclear energy. For many people, this is the answer to all our energy problems. For others, a nuclear island is a nightmare situation. So what are the pros and cons of the issue? Well, supporters claim that nuclear power does not produce carbon dioxide, which makes it a clean energy source that doesn't contribute to global warming. A major drawback of the energy situation at the moment is that Ireland is dependent on other countries to supply it with power. Nuclear plants would help make Ireland completely independent. Other countries could no longer take advantage of them by charging high prices for energy supply, and there would be no risk of the country running out of energy. Furthermore, nuclear power is reliable, unlike renewable energy sources such as wind and solar. You have a secure supply of power all the time, not just when the sun shines or the wind blows. And one final important point is that it is less expensive today to produce nuclear energy than renewable alternatives. But while it may be true that nuclear power doesn't produce carbon dioxide, it does produce harmful radioactive waste that stays active for tens of thousands of years. I'm not sure that's any better. And while it is also true that the technology used to create nuclear power has improved and made the process safer, remember that nuclear technology can also be used to create nuclear weapons. Do we really want a world in which making more of these killing machines is possible? Furthermore, safer is not the same as risk-free. Nuclear power stations will always be at risk from accident or even attack. Think of the Fukushima disaster in Japan a few years ago, caused by an earthquake and a tsunami. It is impossible to make nuclear power completely safe, and the consequences of a disaster could be very serious, causing harm to both people and the environment. It's true, then, that nuclear power is reliable and relatively safe. But the question is relatively good enough given the consequences if something goes wrong? Besides, nuclear technology isn't the only kind that has improved recently. So too has the technology used to generate renewable energy. And as the technology improves, the cost continues to fall. Wind, solar, and hydropower are truly clean fuels. What's more, while it might not have much sunshine, Ireland has a very reliable supply of wind and water, so perhaps the future should not be nuclear after all.